Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My inspiring friend, Deborah Oakland, is my guest for today's show. Over a short 4 years, Deborah Oakland lost her 21-year-old son, her baby girl in the 8th month of pregnancy, and both of her brothers to AIDS. A few years later, her father passed away from prostate cancer. Deborah began her life-altering path, becoming a writer, courage advocate, and joyful experiencer. She now writes, speaks, and works with universal laws and principles of love that assist others to live courageously from the inside out. Deborah's story and passion to assist others to embrace living in courage has been featured in major media outlets, including online TV, radio, magazines, and best-selling books. Deborah is eagerly anticipating the release of her own book, Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, 7 Real Concepts for Courageous Change, which will be available on February 17, 2016. One of her greatest goals is to guide others to connect to their true inner passion and unique essence of authenticity. Deborah lives in Laguna Beach, California, with her husband and best friend, Cody. Join us for a conversation about living in courage, kindness, prosperity, generosity, and how to feel and share more happiness during the holiday season and New Year. To connect with Deborah Oakland online, please visit her website, livingencourageonline.com. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, Margot. I'm so excited for this call and our radio show and to speak to you, I always love speaking with you. We have so much fun.
I know. We always
thank
do.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to be on the show.
Oh, you are so very welcome. As you said, I love to talk to you, and I feel always inspired by talking to you, and I always have fun when I talk to you, and you just always remind me of the words courage, kindness, grace, and love. They all describe you, and I just appreciate you so much and all that you have inspired me and so many other people to do, and I'm just so glad to have you on the show today and talk a little bit about living in courage. I think to start out with, for my guests that haven't experienced you before, might be good to tell us just a tiny little bit about your living in courage online.
Well, once all the loss had come into my life and I had to figure out the best way to move through the grief and embrace the fact that I would carry each of these ones that I had lost in my heart as a precious gift, what could I do? I knew because they loved me, they would want me to be happy. And I said, what can I do? I know I need to change my path. So I knew I needed to write. It's like I couldn't not write. So I started writing about living in courage. Mm-hmm. And working with other people through the process of grief, because if you don't move through it, you get stuck in it, and that can lead to mm-hmm. depression. Mm-hmm. I just started writing about joy and living in joy and love, and my newsletter is all about the 144 qualities of love. I choose one topic a month and talk about that. And then I ended up writing a book, and it morphed itself into this wonderful book, and my wonderful friend Steve Tallamy from the UK came out, and he is my contributing author, and this is just such a joy. I am the messenger in service to the message, and I feel that it's such a gift that I can share this book with others.
Oh, I feel it's a gift too, and I feel so happy and excited and honored to be a part of it and to have been working on it with you on the interior, the layout.
You did such a beautiful job. Oh, I am so thrilled with the layout of this book, I can't even tell you. It's beautiful.
It's been just such a joy working on it with you. And For the listeners that aren't aware of it, I have worked in my husband's graphic design and photography business since around, started part-time there in 85. And so one of the reasons I think you know, Deborah, that I was working there is because of how much I love books. And that was the thing that got me so excited about working with him, is the idea of laying out books. And doing yours was just amazing, though, because I got to go through everything that you're saying in the book, and we've gone through it again and again, and I just love your book. I'm so excited for people to see your book, to buy your book, to read your book, and to experience the seven concepts that you have in the book.
Thank you. It's also all the experience is that change your movie, change your life. We are the writer, director, producer, and star of our own life movie. We create it all, and we live in the bigger picture of the collective. So all of our movies come together to create one big moving picture. And I write about the seven concepts that I live by that keep me in alignment with my joy, with love, with peace, kindness, and all of the different concepts that I've written about in here, concentrated illumination and conscious choice, and the last concept on rhythm pulls all the other six together beautifully. And I've also written little movie scripts in there. What happens if you do something that does not fall into alignment with your soul, and this is what happens in the same story if you are in alignment with your soul and with your heart. So that's it. That's the movie book.
You know, I love how you did it. I love the whole idea of it being about thinking of it, your life as a movie, because we are. Each one of us is starring in our own movie. Our own life is our movie. And we get to write the script. And I think people need to know, that's one of the things I do with them, with my book and also with my coaching, is help them look at the script of what their story has been in the past, and sometimes even rewrite the story a little bit from the past so that they can feel better about it and feel empowered. And that brings me into remembering that you went to a workshop on prosperity recently, and that was one of the things that inspired me to have you on the show today, because you're going to be on again in January 27th, to talk about the book in depth, or a little more in depth, and talk about that, which will be wonderful. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about prosperity and that workshop that you had gone to, and how that's part of our movie script too, whether we have a script in our head that we are prosperous and generous, or how we look at prosperity. So would you tell us a little bit about that workshop, please?
Yes, it was called Radical Prosperity. It was up in Studio City with Lee Harris and Emmanuel Daguerre. And it was such a awakening for me. Just one particular part of it for me is when Emmanuel Daguerre, he was on the stage after we had lunch, and he started talking about money. And he brought something up that I have not thought of before. And, I mean, we all have our different ideas about money. And he stood on the stage and he started talking about, you know, how many have ever thought we have to work hard for our money? We're jealous of other people with money. Money's bad. Money's the root of all evil. I mean, he went through every scenario about money that you could go through. And then he said, we're going to do something different. We are going to ask forgiveness, ask money's forgiveness. And everyone kind of went, what? And he said, your relationship with money is no different than any other relationship that you have in the world, because everything is energy. Money is just energy, just like we are, just like a rock is, just like a tree. Everything is energy. He said, your personal relationship with money is your own. It has nothing to do with anyone else, like any personal relationship we have. He said, so what we're going to do is say, I am sorry I did not understand you. I'm sorry I misabused you. I'm sorry I misused you. I'm sorry I judged other people for the way they used you and treated you. I'm sorry I had anger, jealousy, judgment around money, and just opened my eyes. I thought, wow, I never thought about my own relationship with money in this way before. It was a new perspective for me, and it changed the way I think and feel about money, and I've created my own relationship with money now. And I say, oh, okay, money, we are establishing a new relationship. I am so sorry I didn't understand you. I listened to what other people said about you, all the criticism they put on you, and that had nothing to do with our relationship. You know, they killed over you. They cheated over you. Whatever they did was what they did. That's their energy with money,
right,
not mine. So I said, I love you. I am going to have this most incredible relationship with you. We're going to have a great time. We're going to travel. We're going to be generous. We're going to share with others. We're going to live a great life ourselves, because when we do that, we can provide more everywhere. Because money is just an aspect of abundance. Yeah, it's just another aspect of abundance and prosperity. That's what money is. And if you start to rebuild your relationship with money, it shifts everything. And I had two unbelievably mind-boggling things happen the day after I got home from that conference. All the way home, I talked to money. And I continued to do it each day. And I had two things happen that I can't really discuss, but wow, it proves to me this works.
Well, you know, the other thing it brings to mind when we talk about abundance, too, is my inspiring friend Christy Earnshaw, the Abundance Whisperer. I don't know if you heard her interview on my show. She's been on twice, and the second interview is the one that she's been having people listen to over and over again. It was in July. I think it was 7/15/15 was the date. But she's just amazing. She's really changed how I think about abundance and about what we keep. And like we were talking about how everything has energy, and everything that we keep has energy. And so one of the things she helps you realize is that by clearing out all of the things that have guilt energy in your home, and then keeping only the things that have love energy, it makes such a difference. And it's made such a difference in how I feel about money and prosperity and getting more, because one of the things that you're doing is you're blessing others with your things that you release, that are things that are extras that you don't need, that you were maybe keeping because you felt guilty because someone gave them to you as a gift for Christmas or Hanukkah or your birthday or even your wedding or something like that. And keeping them for those reasons doesn't do you any good, and it doesn't do anyone else any good either.
No, because their energy stays stagnant. It's not flowing.
Right.
That's what was so incredible for me from this workshop, which most of it was healing energy for other people. But for me, I took that away. And Emmanuel has his new book coming out in January, which I'll feature in my newsletter. It's called Easy Breezy Prosperity, The Five Foundations for a More Joyful, Abundant Life. And it just was such a simple thing to look at what he said and go, wow, why didn't I think of this before?
But I know. Well, you know, that's why it's so awesome to be able to get in the sphere of influence of people that know this person and that person that can help you learn this way of looking at things and shift how you've been maybe raised to think of things. And also just the way the media talks about money and prosperity, and I don't know, you know, instead of one of the things is so powerful is to feel happy for people and excited for people when they have good things happen and when they're able to have enough money to be generous. And those things, by doing that, you're attracting more of that into your own life. Don't you find that true, Deborah?
That's a big key. And, you know, one of the things that I love in your book in your core value area on prosperity is it says, prosperity allows me to be more, have more, enjoy more, live more, and give more. Prosperity allows me to give more to our family, friends, clients, and to people all over the world. Prosperity gives me more time with people and animals I love. Prosperity allows me to eat healthy foods and get plenty of exercise. Prosperity allows me to have the best health care so I feel my best. It covers all areas of your life. So it's a big
deal. Oh, I know. I know. I mean, and the more prosperous that we are, the more we can be generous and the more we can share with others and the, some of the other things, too, that are in that. Go to inspiring conferences and events and to be able to go to live performances by favorite entertainers and to share that with people. And that's one of the things that I love about, you know, the idea this time of year is to give the gift of experiences and not just stuff, because most of us have so much stuff already and we don't really need it. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons that Dudley and I, one of our gifts we give each other the last few years is the experience of going to see our friends Robert's December People, their classic rock Christmas. We're going to go see that again next Saturday here. Yeah, Robert Berry. Mm-hmm. And their show is just so much fun. But that's just an example of how you can give gifts of experiences instead of just giving gifts that are things. And
so true. You know, I was thinking about this whole concept of Christmas, and my latest article is Generosity of Spirit, Someone Spiked the Punch.
I love that article.
And I was, Cody and I were talking about it, and I'm just like, well, during the holidays, it's like somebody spiked the punch with goodness. We get drunk on it, but then what happens when the buzz of gratitude and giving wears off after the holidays are over and you're left with a post-holiday season hangover?
Right.
I mean, you know, why don't we do this all year long? You know, during the holidays, people, they feel so stressed. They go into debt. They've got Christmas cards or whatever they do, Hanukkah. They've got obligations, decorating, you know. And it's not like we all don't have enough to do every day of the week anyway. Then you throw all of these stresses on top of that, and it overloads people. And holidays, for a lot of people, aren't a happy time.
Right.
You know, they're not anticipated by everyone, and a lot of people are dealing with family issues and illness and suffering or grief or, you know, there's just a lot going on over the holidays.
Yeah, and I think that that's part of why it's such an important time to be generous with kindness. And
exactly,
to,
kindness.
You know, kindness and to be present for people and to just enjoy the moments and not worry so much about things being done, quote, perfectly or the right way or whatever. And and just enjoy the time that you have with the people that you love and enjoy the beautiful decorations, enjoy all of the things and appreciate the things that there are to enjoy. And I agree with you, Deborah. Let's do it all year long, not just now.
Yes. And take the stress off of yourself on the holiday season. You know, give without anticipating anything in return. Just be kind to yourself and others. And remember to be kind to yourself, not just to others.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's so important. In fact, you know, a couple of years ago, I wrote down on a post a mantra to help remind me. It says, and I put it out a lot of times during the year, but especially at this time of year, I always have it out. It says, I am willing to let it be easy, all in caps.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's so easy to get into the mindset of I want it to be perfect. And I just thought, you know, I'm willing to let it be easy. And it's about being willing to, not just, you know, you have to be willing to first. You know, the time is absolutely flying by. And I just wanted to mention that next week on December 16th, my guest is going to be Diana Toma. And this is actually part two of her interview. She was on my show already recently. And we had such a wonderful time talking about her art and how you can do what you love for a living. So we're going to do part two of that next week on December 16th. And I also want people to remember to think about these questions during the rest of our conversation and after the show. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Deborah, you do such a beautiful job of that, and of not only enjoying your time here on the planet, but you help other people enjoy their time through your newsletters, your inspiring newsletters that I highly recommend everybody sign up for on your website. Mm-hmm. They come monthly, yeah. And I always look forward to them, and I always enjoy reading about what you have to say and what your guest for the month has to say about the topic of the month.
Thank you
so much for those. I really appreciate that. And I just appreciate so much all of the wonderful positive messages that you post also on Facebook. It's just, you know, it's so nice to be able to see in your news feed, oh, look, Deborah posted something new. I know it's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, we are energy, again. And if we're putting negative energy out there, we are not helping the energy of the collective. It just can't. It doesn't work that way. And
right.
You just have to be. You have to go easy on yourself. You know, and like we were talking about kindness and generosity of spirit. I mean, one thing people forget to do is be kind to themselves, but they also forget to allow themselves to receive. That's
to receive,
so important,
yeah.
To receive. People forget that. A lot of people have guilt around receiving. Oh, no, I couldn't do that, or I don't deserve that. Just open yourself to receiving and saying yes.
Well, you know, the other
I love to give out. I love to give out. It's hard for me to receive and ask for help, and I've had to do that around this book, and it's been kind of an eye-opener. You know, being a triple Leo, I'm kind of a perfectionist type A. I like things perfect. And I'm realizing as I get older that things just can't be and aren't going to be. And it's okay, you know, even though I try and make it that way sometimes, it's okay that it's not. But allow yourself to receive. I had to learn that one the hard way.
Well, you know, when you said that, it reminded me of something that Tony Robbins said a long time ago about giving, because he loved to give. And then he finally realized that, you know, it feels good to give, and he wasn't allowing other people to give to him, you know, because he wasn't feeling like receiving was important. He was feeling like he just wanted to give all the time, and he could give, and so he was doing all this giving, and it feels good when you give to other people, and so, you know, that's really an important aspect of it as well, that, you know, giving and receiving, as Deepak has said, you know, they're part of the flow of energy. It's not just give, or receive. It's giving and receiving. Yeah, a balance.
And there's so many people, especially this time of year, and with the energy that's just flooding the planet, that are sad. They don't know what direction to go to. They're on overwhelm. And on overwhelmed for different reasons than say someone that works online, and they're just overwhelmed with emails and, you know, social media. There's also an overwhelm for people that are out there, maybe homeless or walking around, that they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. And just a smile, a kind word, or a hug can make a difference. I was on the beach one day, and I wrote about this some time ago. I was on the boardwalk, and this woman was walking forward. She was homeless and just dirty, you know, arms wide open, and she goes, "I want sweet hugs. I want sweet hugs," you know. And I walked right into her and hugged her really hard, and she squeezed and held so hard, and she's like, she looked at me in the eyes, like so deep, and I said, "Now go get more sweet hugs." And she ran over to these people. They were watching me. A lot of the people who were on the boardwalk were sitting there going, "Oh, she hugged that woman." And I saw them smiling, and she leaned down, and they were holding her hand. And I thought, how sweet is that? She needed those sweet hugs, and she was asking for them.
Oh.
It
you know, hugs are so hugs are so healing. They really are, you know?
They are. I'm married to one of the best huggers on the planet. We only hug heart to heart.
Yeah.
And people walk into him all over town. Everywhere we go, people, they want one of his hugs because he does something when he hugs. They can feel it. And
yeah.
It's just the most powerful hug. I don't know what he does. It's just this energy he exudes when he hugs people. And it's you know, it's just from the heart. Very sweet.
Yeah.
Men, women, kids, you know, they love it.
I just got a hug from behind from my husband. He just walked in. He's been listening to the show, and you inspired him to come in and hug me.
Oh, hi, Dudley.
Well, anyway, you said you had a quote that you wanted to share. You still want
to
share that?
It's not particularly about what we're speaking of, but it's in one of my favorite books is Anamkara by John O'Donohue. Thank you to Steve Talmy and Nancy Morgan. It's a
mm-hmm.
book of Celtic wisdom. And I was
mm-hmm.
reading this today, and it really stuck out at me. It said, the divine has such passionate creativity and instinct for the fully inhabited life. If you allow yourself to be the person that you are, then everything will come into rhythm. We have fallen out of rhythm with the secret signature and light of our own nature. The shape of each soul is different. There is a secret destiny for each person. We need to return to the solitude within to find again that dream that lies at the hearth of the soul. We need to feel the dream with the wonder of a child approaching a threshold of discovery. Our clay shape gradually learns to walk beautifully on this magnificent earth. So beautiful. Everything in this book is that
oh, my
beautiful.
Gosh. That is fantastic. Would you please email that to me so I can...
Yes.
So I can... I want to include it in the newsletter when I send out my Live Your Music newsletter today.
Anamkara, a book of Celtic wisdom. And John O'Donohue passed away a few years ago. I think he's one of the greatest writers. In this book, Deepak Chopra has written on the front of it. But this just really grabbed hold of me today when I read it. We've fallen out of rhythm with this secret signature and light of our own nature. And it's getting back to that rhythm, which I actually write about in my book, getting back to our secret destiny, to the rhythm of our soul.
Oh, I know. I know. That is so powerful and so true. And it also ties in with living your music. And that's what this show's about living the music you hear calling you, whatever that is. And to... In order to love our life, we need to live the music we hear calling us. Nobody else can tell us. And like you said, you have to get into silence at least once in a while so that you can hear what that is and know what that is for you.
You do. You know, my latest post today on Facebook, it says, learn to love without condition, talk without bad intention, give without any reason, and most of all, care for people without any expectation.
Well, we've got only about 90 seconds left of the show.
Wow,
and it does. It goes so fast. I'm already really looking forward to having you back on the show on January 27th so that we can talk more about your book, Change Your Movie, Change Your Life. I just love it. I am so glad that you wrote it and so, like I said, so thankful to be a part of it.
Well, I'm honored you are. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, everyone out there, I hope that you will take some of this and remember to be kind to yourself and be kind to others. I think that's really one of the best gifts that you can give yourself and you can give others during this time of year and during the whole year is just to be kind.
Yep, it's very true.
Kindness is love in action, and action, love is kindness. I just really feel that's true. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for being my friend, for being on the show, for writing your book, for writing your newsletters, and just for being such a bright light and such a source of inspiration for us all. I appreciate you.
Oh, well, thank you for your kind words. I appreciate you, too.
Well,
you're one of the kindest people I know.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. I will be back next week. Bye for now. Bye, Deborah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.